Mr. Evans was the point man at in the Alcan takeover negotiations as the CEO of Alcan. Under that negotiation, Alcan got three representatives on the Rio board, and there were some sensitive government approvals with the Canadian government that were required. Obviously, we all realise that hydropower is arguably one of the most sensitive issues that any government will face, particularly in a carbon-constrained world. So my question for Richard, as the negotiator of the contract and the person who had of the takeover and presumably also had the dealings with the Canadian government, is are there any sort of poison pill arrangements or agreements with the Canadian government that would prevent, for instance, a BHP takeover of those assets and a whole holus bolus removal of the Rio Tinto board and just complete replacement by the BHP board? So is that actually possible under the agreements that you've struck with the Canadian government to get their approval for the Alcan takeover?
Perhaps I could respond to that. First of all, just as a matter of fact, I mean, Dick was a participant from the Alcan side in those negotiations, but they were essentially led for Alcan by Yves Fortier, who was the then chairman of Alcan, and Paul Tellier, who was the then senior independent director of the company. Certainly, at the point of that acquisition, we entered into a series of commitments with the governments of Quebec and the governments and the federal government of Canada related to a number of matters, including hydropower, which you've referred to, but also others. I wouldn't necessarily say that there's anything embedded in those agreements which could be called a poison pill, but what they do reflect is a very deep commitment to maintaining the industrial and employment base of former Alcan operations in Quebec. And in the hypothetical case where there were to be a change of control from Rio Tinto to another party, whomever that may be, I have no doubt whatsoever that that party would find itself having to make the same commitments as we did to the governments of Canada and Quebec, respectively. We're straying a little bit away from Dick's appointment, but I hope that gives you the answer to the question.
Just a brief supplementary on the last one. Do any of the undertakings given to the Canadian government and the Quebec government go to board representation of the company which owns and operates the assets?
I think I'd have to double check on that, but I do not believe that's the case, Steve.
No.
No, thank you.
It does not.
Okay.